This is the son of PCJ.
Radio Berlin International.
Ici Radio Canada. This is Canada.
This is Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System in Hilversum, Holland.
You're tuned to Swiss Radio International in Bern.
This is Free China as a presentation of the Voice of Free China, the international service of the Broadcasting Corporation of China.
This is Radio Havana, Cuba.
Broadcasting from Cuba, free territory in the Americas.
This is Radio South Africa.
This is Yugoslavia Radio Belgrade calling.
This is Israel broadcasting from Jerusalem.
This is Radio Pyongyang of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
This is the General Overseas Service of the BBC.
Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Paulette McQuarrie and Keith Perrell.
Well, hello, friends and listeners, and welcome again to another edition of the program. Today, this is going to be a radio show within a radio show. What do I mean about that? Well, stay tuned. This is Media Network Plus, celebrating 25 years. Well, not for us, but for someone else anyway. Usually at this point of the program, I say now we turn to Paulette McQuarrie for a look at some of the headlines in the news. But we're not going to do that this week. The reason is we're going to be celebrating the 25th anniversary of the International Radio Report that airs in Montreal on CKUT. 25 years is certainly no small feat. And imagine, for 25 years, probably 98% of the time, the show has been live, and they've always been there. Doesn't matter if there's a snowstorm, rainstorm, any kind of storm, extremely hot weather, they still show up and do the program. The 25th anniversary was celebrated on November the 18th, and on today's edition of Media Network Plus, we bring you an edited version of that 25th anniversary special. So, let's listen in.
Welcome to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. The International Radio Report is a show about radio around Montreal and around the world. You can write the International Radio Report at radioreport@yahoo.com. Check us out live or archived on the web at www.ckut.ca. And look for us on Facebook at the International Radio Report. Good morning, Sheldon.
Hello, Janice.
Yes, it's a special day today. I did my normal intro, but it's a full house today. It's our 25th anniversary.
It is CKUT's 25th anniversary and our 25th anniversary. Believe it or not, we are joined in time, in history, in memoriam, down the road somewhere.
So I'd like to start off with thanking Swan, who's here, Dave and Swan of Free Kick. They're going to be giving us a half an hour of their show, so we're going to be running an hour today.
Much appreciated.
So thank you in advance, folks. And we have a full house today. In the room, we have Alan Roberts, Dave Aslan, Tamara Filjevic from CKUT, who's going to talk about the history of the station. We have Jim Hay and Vern Ikeda. We have Howard Gutnovnik and Sheldon and I. And it's going to be a rockin' show today. And there's a couple other maybe special guests might show up for a visit.
So, and we have we'll be mentioning some messages that we received throughout the last week about the show. Some dedicated listeners out there who have commented about us being here over this length of time. It is absolutely scary to think that we've been here for 25 years. It's really kind of amazing when you think of it, of what's happened in those 25 years. Some people were sending us some notes about that. Things radio related, things in the world that have taken place, changes in technology, what have you. But one thing remains constant, and that's radio. And that's what this whole show is about. And I wanted to relate something to everyone about the beginnings of this radio program. 25 years ago, a little more than 25 years ago, actually, we heard that CKUT was getting its broadcast license on FM. They had been around as a carrier current station throughout the university. You had to be in one of the buildings or whatever, and it was kind of like old communist countries where you had the little box with only one channel on the wall that you could only listen to the government station. It was kind of like that at McGill. But we heard about this coming on FM, and I thought, well, I wonder what they're going to be putting on the air. And we heard announcements saying, well, you know, we're priority is going to McGill students to put programming on. But as it turned out, they didn't find enough McGill students who wanted to do programs. So they opened it up and said, you know, anybody wants to do a show, community oriented type of thing, come and see us. So I scribbled together this proposal and I rounded up a couple friends and I said, let's throw this at them and see what happens. And this is where I want to thank a person who was here at the beginning, and it was the first CKUT station manager, Susan Ellerington. And she is out in BC somewhere. I tried desperately to track her down and could not get to her directly. I did find her online and got some stuff to her. I couldn't find a contact for her directly. But anyways, we know she's out there, and I want to personally thank her because this was the funny part of it. I sent in the proposal. We had to do it by regular mail at that time, not email or anything like that. And she called me up and said, come over to the station and we can talk about this. So I came in and she was sitting flipping through. I think it was a 2-page write-up or something. And she was flipping through it and reading it. And it basically said, you know, we want to come in and we want to talk about radio. And she said, okay. And I said, but not CKUT radio. We want to talk about radio in general and all different kinds of radio and shortwave and ham radio and CB radio and all other kinds of radio and other radio stations. We always say that about this show. There's not a single radio station in Montreal or any other major city out there that's going to let somebody come on the air and talk about other radio stations. You just don't do that. That's like taboo. You want them to listen to you. But our whole show was about encouraging people to turn the dial. And at that time, you had a dial to turn. You didn't have buttons to push or keypads to tap on or screens or what have you. Anyways, to make a long story short, came in, sat down with her. She looked at the proposal and she said, I've been reading this thing over. And she said to me, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. And she said, but that's good. And we're going to put it on the radio. So that was the beginnings of this show. And you're actually, in a few minutes' time, you're going to hear a little snippet of that very first broadcast. And I'm going to crawl under a table somewhere when you hear this because it is really bad. I'll warn you ahead of time. But there are a couple people who did that those first broadcasts 25 years ago with me, and I want to particularly thank Bill Westenhaver and Richard Casavant, who were the two people who started this show with me. And we'll listen to them in a little bit here. But I want to go over to Tamara. And Tamara is our official rep here today from the radio station, and actually Swan in the back as well, from the people who make things happen here at CKUT. And we want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us. I am, as you mentioned, the culture coordinator at CKUT. And Swan is a longtime programmer and volunteer, and also one of the members of our programming committee. So as you mentioned, when back in the day, you used to have a station manager who would approve programming. At this point, we have a committee of volunteers from different departments, different representatives, also doing this kind of work.
Well, this is what's unique about this radio station is I don't know what the number is. I know at one time we used to have something like 250 or 300 people volunteering, making sure that programming goes out here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. People like us who come in here and do radio because we want to, not because we get paid for it, not because, you know, we're told we have to do it, or we come in because we want to do it. And you know, I think everybody else here at the station is like that as well. And you guys have the job of trying to coordinate all of that, so I'm sure that can get pretty hectic at times.
Well, people like yourselves is a pretty unique example, because in 25 years of being on air, you have rarely missed a show, if ever. You have always had either, like, pre-recorded material once in a while when it has to be, or you always had people in filling in, making sure this machine keeps going. In terms of it happens pretty rarely in any sort of radio station, even in paid jobs. So for volunteers, it's even more extreme and it's even more admirable. And also the kind of programming that you put on as well. Like as you mentioned earlier in your introduction, very few media outlets will talk about other media.
That's right.
So there aren't any shows for radio nerds out there, and especially shows that've been around for so long that you can learn so much from.
We just got called nerds. Did you hear that?
I subscribe to that definition as well. I feel proud to identify myself as a radio nerd.
We use it too. So.
Yes, I just love that basically. Yeah. So
well, yeah. I did some quick calculations this morning, and you talk about dedication to doing radio. We started this show on a Thursday afternoon originally. It ran from 2:30 to 3, and I was working downtown in a law firm at that time, and I used to take my lunch at 2:15. Run over from the office to here at 2:30, finish at 3 o'clock, and then run back to the office again. And we did that for I don't remember how many years before we moved to Sunday mornings. But as you said, we've tried not to miss a show. We've been preempted a few times for special events or programming or what have you. But we've got here, you know, as you said, either pre-recorded a few times, but mostly one of us has been here live through whatever. We're like the mailman, you know, sleet, snow, rain, whatever, hurricanes. 25 years of programming, 52 weeks a year, amounts to 1,300 shows, 39,000 minutes of programming, or 650 hours of broadcasting. That's if we hadn't been preempted or missed anything. But that's what 25 years relates to. So that is an awful lot of time that we have spent sitting in front of these microphones. So, we're going to celebrate that fact today. And we thank you for being here. We thank CKUT for being here and allowing programming like this to be on the air.
And just to mention really quickly, for listeners who don't know, our birthdays are so close together that it's staggering. We have celebrated our birthday last Friday, November 16th.
Yep.
And just 2 days into it, it is your guys' birthday.
Exactly.
So we're definitely so happy and excited that you have been around for all this long diligently and that you still will be here for the next 25 years, from what I can tell.
Who knows?
Hopefully we'll all be somewhere in 25 years.
Well,
whether it's here or not, we'll see.
Well, but everybody looks very healthy and happy, which I'm very happy to note this morning. So thank you so much for having us. And thank you so much for being here. And happy birthday. And I hope everybody out there who listens, if it's the first time you're tuning in, I hope you start tuning in every Sunday morning. And you can also follow the show online on CKUT Archives by going to www.ckut.ca, clicking on Programming and Archives. And I understand you're available for rebroadcast and podcast as well.
This particular broadcast, we'll tell you about that later on in the show, but Keith Perron, our listener over in Taiwan, has rigged up something very special for this show, and it's going to be going out all over the place in all kinds of different formats and through all sorts of delivery systems. So we'll tell you about that later on in the show, where this program will end up. And this program has ended up in some weird places over the years.
Yes.
There have been some broadcasts that have popped up in places they shouldn't have even shown up, but they have because of the power of radio.
The podcast has showed up on pirate radio shows all over the world. It's
wonderful.
Been rebroadcast all over the place and online, and it shows up in the strangest places.
It does.
Weird is excellent. We definitely strive for weird on CKUT. Again, happy birthday, everyone, and thank you so much for being awesome for the past 25 years. It's been a privilege to learn from you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tamara.
All right.
Thanks for coming in.
All right. Well, let's get this over with.
Oh, you want to play that?
We're going to hear from 25 years ago, and it was interesting how this happened. We had done two sort of demo shows where we weren't actually on the air. They were sort of testing out the system to make sure the transmitter was working and everything was fine and all the tech stuff was up and running. So we came in and did kind of two sort of dummy shows 2 weeks in a row. And then the third one, we thought we were doing another one. And walked into the studio that day on Thursday afternoon, sat down in front of the microphones a couple minutes before 2:30, and somebody opened up the door and stuck their head in and said to me, "By the way, we're live." And this is what came out of the radio that particular day. We're going to hear the introduction of the show, and you're also going to hear the other two voices who were on the show on the very first episode, Richard and Bill. So we'll take a quick listen to this, and my apologies again for what this sounds like.
Okay, well, let's hope it runs.
Let's hope it runs.
Oh, there we go.
There it is.
I'll turn off the mics for a sec. Let's listen.
Good afternoon, listeners of CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. My name is Sheldon Harvey, and this is the International Radio Report. We've been a long time in the making, but we're finally here, as I'm sure the rest of the announcers on CKUT are this week. And we'd like to welcome to this, really our inaugural broadcast of the International Radio Report. And what we'd like to do is tell you a little bit about what we plan to do on the weeks ahead in this broadcast. I have a guest with me in the studio here today who will be one of our regular contributors on this program each Thursday at 2:30 in the afternoon. And his name is Richard Cazavant, and he is also a member of our Canadian International DX Club. Richard.
Yes. Thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be here and... well, I'm not close enough. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm very happy to be here, and thank you for the opportunity to be with you. I hope to be able to bring every week or so something a little bit different, which is a country.
What we'd like to do on today's program is introduce another one of our regular contributors to this program in the upcoming weeks. He's another member of our International Radio Monitoring Club. And his name is Bill Westenhaver, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his background in the hobby of radio monitoring and give you a little bit of insight into the type of program content that you're going to be able to hear if you begin getting involved in this hobby that we're actively involved in. And as I mentioned, Bill is also a member of this same club, and he'll be helping us out on this program in the weeks ahead. So, I'll let Bill do a little bit of talking here.
I got started in 1966. It happened that a neighbor of ours had a small portable radio that had a shortwave band on it, and we started tuning around it one day. And I was amazed that you could hear all these different things. In retrospect, I wasn't hearing much anything more exciting than the Voice of America, maybe in Spanish, but... Anyway, my father had an old shortwave set around that he got fixed up when he saw I was interested, and I got started out with that, and basically never looked back.
All right. Well, now that I'm totally embarrassed.
Memories, oh, all alone in the moonlight.
You know, I used to have this weird little digital clock thing at home that you could plug a lamp into or something and set the timer for it to turn on. Well, I rigged up a little cassette recorder at home, which, by the way, I still have, and it still works. And I set that into the timer for 2:30 every Thursday, and with a cassette player, and turned it on record and left it sit there, and I would record the show every single week. And then you went through the torture of going home and listening to it again to find out how bad it sounded. But if anybody gets on the radio, and this goes to all the programmers that are out there, if you're on the radio for, you know, trying to do a new show or whatever, the secret is to listen to yourself, because you will never make the same mistakes again once you hear them. you will go home, you will correct them, you will work on them. So that's a real tip for anybody, and I think anybody, you know, whether they're pros or volunteers or whatever you are, listen to yourself, because that's what other people are hearing. And that's what goes out over those microphones. And I've always told people, I've told Janice here and everybody that comes in here, that you do have to sort of kick your brain into gear before your mouth starts working, because that mic is live. And once it goes out, you can't get it back. So, you know, it goes out there, and you have to remember that. So we've all had those rough days sometimes. You know, you were out the night before and what have you. And I don't do that, of course, anymore, because, you know, I'm much more mature now. So as a matter of fact, I was telling people this week, 25 years ago when we started this show, two things. The Dead Sea was still sick. And things were only in black and white at that time. We didn't have color yet, so.
And you rode down to the station on your dinosaur.
Oh, my old vehicles. That's a whole other show. Friends that we've had on the show over the years: John Fisher, Eric Cottrell, Chris Slobdell, Mickey Delmage, Nigel Pimblett, Ed Janis, Don Thornton, Dan Shrebnick, and Tina Shields. Dozens of interviews we've had with people from the Winterfest every year. Members of the ham radio community, a couple of you here with us today. Personalities that have walked through these doors over the years. Wojtech Wjazda from RCI, who we hoped would have been here today. One of the most bizarre interviews we ever had on the show was Mitch Melnick.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is an absolute basket case until the microphone comes on. Like, really on edge. He needs coffee. He's not a morning guy. We got him in here live. It was just total chaos until that mic went on, and then he was Mr. Mitch Melnick. It was just great to have him in here. Royal Orr, David Smith, who worked at RCI and has set up radio stations in Africa. Jan Valeska, who was here from Radio Prague. Conway Jocks, who was the founder of K103 Radio in Ganawagi. We had him in as a guest one day. It was great to hear about that. We did a recorded interview with Glenn Hauser, the master of World of Radio, and an inspiration, whether he knows it or not, for this program. We thank him out there. Keith Perron, of course, Steve, who's Fagstein blog, we really appreciate.
Mike Brooker, who was in once.
Mike Brooker, and I know we're forgetting others, but...
A couple who are in here, Dan and
Tina, I did mention them.
And Tina, you mentioned them.
Yeah, so
Of course, every year we have the CIDX barbecue. We mention Eric Cottrell and John Fisher.
Yeah, we thank them for coming
Chris Lobdell, they come in every year after we have the barbecue.
Now, we used to have to do the weather, and we still make a joke about the weather. So I remember when Bill and I got told that we had to do the weather once
on every
show.
Oh, yeah, what you used to do with the weather. That was funny.
We took it literally because they never told us here at the station
that it had to be local weather.
Which weather we had to do. So we decided we're not going to do the Montreal weather. And we started doing two different weather forecasts that we would alternate from show to show. One was the weather forecast for Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. And why we did that is because every once in a while they would have these huge sandstorms. And we thought it was really great to report sandstorms in a weather forecast. So we used to do that one. And the other one was some strange weather report that we used to tape off of shortwave for the island weather forecasts for the remote islands of New Zealand.
Yes.
And they were all these weird Maori names and whatever, and it was just insane. So we used to run those two weather forecasts. So that's how we used to get around the old weather thing.
Rebels.
Rebels, of course. Things that happened during this show over the years: we had the breakup of the Soviet Union, we had the fall of the Berlin Wall, Tiananmen Square, the Gulf War, 9/11, hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis, the Montreal ice storm. The good, the bad, and the ugly about Radio Canada International, which, you know, sadly is not on the radio anymore. And, you know, all the stories we tried to cover with a radio angle for you. Mm-hmm. And I think we succeeded in
and
doing
the loss
that.
Of our dear friend Len.
Yes, exactly.
That was a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah,
I remember he'd been sick, and then he got better.
Yeah.
He had collapsed outside the studio one day when Steve and I were doing the show, and we got him to the hospital. I'm like, Steve is on the air trying to pedal, and I'm like out, like, got Len, and I'm calling an ambulance, and everything went haywire. Everything went sideways.
Yeah.
And then trying to find a show to put on, like, put something jazz. I don't know, grab some Billie Holiday, throw something on. He recovered from that, and then a couple of years later, he passed at the jazz festival.
Yeah.
And then doing the show for the first time when Len was gone, we did a tribute to him, and that was a rough one, but he'll always be missed here.
If Len had to go sometime... at the Jazz Fest was probably where he would have wanted to go. So
and me, pretty funny. In the middle of the Jazz Fest, last time I saw him, and I was sticking my head in the door as I was closing the door, and he was starting his show, and he was saying how tired he was during the Jazz Fest. And I said, oh, Len, you'll sleep when you're dead. Yeah. That was the last thing I said to him, eh? How ironic. Anyway.
You never know.
But Len would laugh. Len laughed at that. He loved that stuff. And I can still see him standing in the doorway, sticking his head in, coming in with his CDs. And he'll be missed forever.
And the Dead Artist of the Week. That he, used to bug him about that. Because unfortunately, a lot of the jazz musicians were getting older, and every week he would come in and he'd seem to have somebody in the jazz field that had died. So and he'd feature a tribute to them. So we used to bug him in the hallway every week saying, "So, Len, who died this week? Who's the dead artist of the week today?" But yeah, this, you know, kind of reality. It's the way it is. All right, we'll go over to Jim and Vern over there. Any final words? Thank you first for coming in here today, and we'll certainly have you back in down the road as we head into our next silver anniversary shows, I guess we'll call them.
It's been fun. Thank you for having us. And I've got to join the crowd that say that, you know, when we take apart the radios, I started out with tube radios and taking them out and putting them back. And I'm happy to say that I've never blown a fuse on the block either. So I'm still here. Hopefully I'll still be here.
All right, very good. Yeah. Vern?
Well, the same for me. Pretty much I started actually listening late night on late night AM radio, particularly the three big New York City Clear Channel stations.
Right.
So that's how I more or less got interested in radio, and it sort of expanded from there. There was actually how I got started in ham radio was, I guess I was about 7 years old, and there was a guy who lived in the apartment building across from where I used to live, and he had it set up. It was sort of disappeared during my teenage years, but I sort of got interested in two-way radio again after sort of like when somebody gave me an old crystal scanner radio, and that's where I sort of got started there.
Wow. Well, cool. We've all got those stories in us, that's for sure. So anyways, thanks, guys, for coming in and representing ham radio the show here today. Howard, a couple parting words from you.
Boy.
That's putting him on the spot, eh? Come on, live radio, go to it.
Well, yeah, I remember listening to those early days of the International Radio Report, and it just, you know, was something that was natural with me that I was interested in the shortwave and all, and I didn't understand any of the numbers, like on the meter band and all that kind of stuff. But I still listened. I found it interesting, and I really appreciate all that you have done and everybody associated with this show. I have to admit that the broadcast over at Radio Canada International, that program, was one of the best programs I ever heard. It was really nice to hear the emotions expressed and the sentiments for what this was. So, again, I'd like to just highlight that as something that was important. So,
great.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Howard.
Thanks, Howard.
Alan, final words?
Now, what do I say?
Well, I don't know. Whatever you like.
I've been dabbling in shortwave radio again recently, mostly to the BBC. And after 2 weeks of that, I'm getting fed up with news about Africa.
Yeah.
So there are other things, though. And it's good to use your radio to do a lot of different things with it. Just hear what you can hear and see what you can do that way.
Right.
Thank you, Alan.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for us, I guess.
Yeah, we've come to the end of a one-hour special, our 25th anniversary, and thanks for listening to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Check us out live or archived on the web at www.ckut.ca. Look for our Facebook page, International Radio Report, and write us at radioreport@yahoo.com.
And you have to use our slogan that you've adopted for the show since you've been around. And you'll end it as you end every show here. By telling people.
So, thanks everybody for coming in, and until next week, let your radios turn you on. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
There we have it, the 25th anniversary special of the International Radio Report on CKUT in Montreal. If you want to hear some of their past programs, go to the website of the radio station at www.ckut.ca. That's www.ckut.ca. So on behalf of everyone else here at PCJ Radio, we also want to wish you a special 25th anniversary. Anyway, we're going to be leaving you right now. If you want to get in touch with us, our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. So on behalf of Dan Hensley and Paulette McQuarrie, this is Keith Powell wishing you well. We'll see you in 7 days' time. 73s to you all, and 88s to the ladies.